us at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales Presents, a curated actual play 5e Dungeons & Dragons game set in the world of the monthly subscription service Dungeon in a Box. This is the last episode of the final game of the Caravan of Peril. So come on in, grab a seat by the bar as we present this very special limited series.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, 'cause I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
The rain continues to fall. You're walking alongside the caravan. Your boots are squelching in the very deep and thick mud. And it's a depressing day. Do you inform Arul of your success at finding the missing belt pouch?
I'm pretty sure there's not much else regarding the protection of the caravan that we can do on this matter. It seems more of a personal matter.
I would say so.
So I believe we've accomplished this mission.
I think that we should probably tell Arul at least
we found the pouch and we returned it.
But that we think that he might have lost his money gambling because he was gambling that night from several witnesses.
We can provide the facts and possibly our opinion of what may have occurred. But yeah, that we actually had found the pouch and returned it.
Okay.
So we're going to go talk to Arul.
He sits there. Fafrud's no longer at the front. He's gone back to sit on the top of the wagon, as you guys are all in the front now. And Arul says, well, that was quick.
Thank you.
The money pouch had been discovered and had been sort of kept in a lost and found in one of the wagons. We returned it to the owner, but it was missing all the money.
So what's happened to the money then?
Well, you know, it's the party wagon, right?
There was gambling last night.
All right. Here,
and they played seriously for keeps. He lost all his clothes as well.
Okay. Who did?
RBW.
All right. I don't really know who that is.
Oh, Ralph von Worcestershire.
It doesn't ring a bell either.
Oh, the owner of the person that spoke with you about the pouch.
Oh, yeah, the nobleman.
Right. Yes.
So it's solved.
Well, at least as far as we can tell.
So I'm not going to get any more nobles coming and talking to me and complaining. And
he seems too depressed.
He's very sad.
All right. Wait, he's not sad enough that he's going to come and complain, though.
Probably not.
I think he's going to stick to his caravan quite closely.
Good, because I am scheduled to take him on the return trip from Greyhaven, so I'd like to retain that business. You think I'm going to?
Probably. He seems depressed overall.
Yes, he's going to eventually have to go back home.
You get the impression that Arul doesn't really give a shit about the emotional state or that there is a party wagon. He just wants to know, like, the belt pouch has been found and given back to him. And there was no malfeasance or nasty people involved that stole it, sort of thing?
There is no thief amongst us that we can tell at the moment.
All right, you need to make a deception check.
13.
That is enough to have properly lied to Arul. He doesn't care enough to look deeper into your statement.
Well, all right. Good job, I think I'm supposed to say.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your gratitude is appreciated.
He clucks the horses and the caravan picks up a bit of a quicker trot. And by evening, you've all thoroughly soaked yourselves, and there is a bit of a clearing that the wagons are able to partially circle up for the night. The four of them have to stay on the road. Four of them curl in so that there is like a D instead of a circling with a fire in the middle that Arul somehow once again manages to start. They're still constantly shocked and awed at the capability of this man to make a fire.
In the rain.
In the rain.
Constantly.
Yep. With limited tinder and definitely wet wood all over the place. But he still manages to do it regularly.
Some sort of magic going on there.
There is no magic involved. Just an extremely proficient survival check and a great deal of knowledge on the subject. He makes great use of the materials he has to hand. drying logs by the fire, adding those logs, putting new logs in that are, and he just tends to it very well, very proficiently, makes a most delicious meal once again, but leaves all of the dishes for you guys to clean, which Fifrud does, because that's what Fifrud does.
Do we get a short rest?
You get a long rest if you would like.
Yes, please.
In watches?
There are watches as well, and during this night, roll a d4, please, David.
3.
During Nem's watch, a howl breaks the night air distant to the south. It is sufficient to awaken most of the wagons. It definitely rouses everyone else. It is to the south, but you're not too sure how far away. I mean, you make survival checks or some sort of perception related check if you'd like to figure out how far away and how many wolves are howling and whatnot.
Can I make a perception check?
Yeah, it's more like a survival check in this.
That's
for this
okay.
sort of thing.
I can do both of those.
And Nem, can you also make a perception check from your watch and let me know what your passive perception was?
13 is my passive.
20.
I'm not going to inquire as to everyone else's rolls because your numbers look really low on the dice you've rolled, but the 20 tells you that it is 2 days to the south. Now, that's not 2 days of travel as the crow flies. It would be 2 days of traveling through the dense underbrush of the Tanglebriar Forest, but it is far enough away that it is not of any threat or danger to you and your caravan, but something is going on in the night to the south. For Nem, during your watch, Nem, you see several glowing dots from what you think to be the eyes of a creature that has dark vision, and that sort of cat's glow as it reflects the light back at and towards you, traveling along that fox run. Nem, when the wolf howls sound, the eyes turn towards each other, turn back towards the caravan, and then begin to move away. The howls have awakened everyone. The group is all together. You share the information.
I say that there was some dark vision eyes that looked at the camp and then went away.
That looked at the camp?
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. I'd never seen anything quite like that.
Could be animals.
This is from the howl? Or the same time as the howl?
Close to the time of the howl, right?
You'd been noticing the eyes for quite some time. They definitely had moved up and down along what you believe to be the fox run and had been eyeing up the caravan. And when the howls split the night air, they moved off towards the south.
Our goblin friend has gone towards the howl sound.
And there definitely was more than one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, we know that the howl sound's too far away to be any worry for us tonight.
This other thing, though, could be worrisome.
Could be worrisome. Now, it's heading away. Do we want to follow? Do we want to post a rear guard? What do we...
I don't want to abandon the camp.
I don't think so either. Yeah. So are we all awake and guarding?
So I will casually mention to David that Torin recalls Arwel Hanna talking about caravans being robbed, wagons being lost along this area that was brought up last game.
It was, and we thought that the caravans being lost was maybe due to the river, and that the caravans being robbed maybe due to the barbarian and elves.
But you're pretty sure that he recently mentioned something else about a lost royal transport.
Right.
All of this is present and pertinent in your mind as those what appear to be goblinoid figures move away.
A royal caravan went missing? Do we have any more information on that?
It was a lost royal shipment.
Do bandits, thieves, is this a good ambush spot?
You'd have to make a roll to determine if you know if this seems like an ambush spot or something like that.
I'm trying to start a discussion. I have no.
I feel as though I should say something to the goblins in Goblin.
If they're out there?
What would I say to them? Have you found what you're looking for?
Oh, in Gobbly?
In Goblin.
What does that sound like, David?
In up to roo nep nook.
You hear quietly.
In up walks. This was from a group of goblins.
The goblin voice you understand to say, what are you doing over there? The wolves have howled. Get back here.
Trouble.
Only I need that mert. We can't leave our post. We're not done yet.
Make a perception check, everybody.
10.
21.
5.
Lynn, you hear something in gobbly, but you're not too sure what it was because you don't speak gobbly. You could give a bastardized version of it to Torin if Lynn would like to try to repeat what the goblinoid said.
Torin, did you hear that?
No. Can you repeat what it was said?
What that was in gobbly was one goblin likely turning to another and said, "That's not a chicken, you idiot."
In other words, that's not one of us.
Yeah, you're not too sure how chicken got involved there.
They just throw it in for fun in most of their language.
Chicken this, chicken that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like in a sentence, like it was totally like not them.
So they're on to my ruse. Okay, I was trying to get more information.
So have you told us that the wolf howl is a signal?
I deliberate with the group and tell them what I learned of my discussion, my quick discussion at distance with the goblins. So the wolf howl does seem like some sort of signal.
Are we under attack? Is this something that we should be guarding against? Should we be getting our weapons out? What are you feeling?
You all got the sense that those goblins were moving away.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to concern the wagon, whatever the howl was.
Are they running away from something?
It's almost as if they've been summoned, though.
Okay.
Unless the signal was that something bad is going to happen to the caravan now and the goblins need to get out of there. That's a possibility that you've enlightened me to.
That does not seem like a likely possibility, given that they were not really close to the caravan already.
Mm, thank you.
So they're just traveling south.
Seem to have moved away from the caravan that they were scouting. Nam, what are you doing?
I'm scanning the darkness with my divine sense just to see if there's anything incredibly
seem to see
strong evil.
Is Aruel awake?
Yeah, he awoke. He's trusting the guards to do their jobs. Fifrud is still asleep. He's quite sick.
I let him know that the individual or individuals who were tracking and following the caravan have moved to the south.
Yeah, we went over and confirmed that.
That is a good idea for us to do.
Don't let me tell you how to do your jobs. Maybe some I would have done, but I'm not a guard.
You'd almost have to fan out in an area.
Well, you're the only one that speaks the language, so...
Of goblin? They've already moved off.
They've already moved off? Do we care? How are we confirming that?
I think we kind of indirectly confirmed it through the goblin we heard that suggested that their entire party was to go to the howl.
All right. Seems peculiar.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Alin has dark vision for 120 feet and doesn't see anything.
Alin, I'll go out with you into the bramble if you want to see.
Do we want to go leave one guard?
Yeah.
And Fifrud.
Well, you've got
Fifrud sick there.
You have the ability to shoot long distances, so.
Mm-hmm.
Not you in this underbrush.
And you can't see very far.
So I don't think circling the caravan on the fox trail does that seem like an option. Do we want to go down the parallel road to see what's there?
And this is at night too.
I mean, the safest thing to do is to stay with the wagon and then beat off any invaders, if there are invaders, rather than chasing after things that might be there to call us away. It's also the most boring thing.
I am gonna go.
Let's go over to where, in general, Nem saw the eyes and check out the area.
Nem, what's the range on your dark vision, Nem?
I think it's 60 feet.
Okay, then that's about how far away the goblin's eyes were, so you could see those eyes in the darkness. And they are right on that fox run.
Okay.
Which curves or branches to the south directly. And you see with the light of your torch and your dark visions, you can see the hasty retreat of their footprints along this southern fox run.
With that information, I would want to explore north. If you said hasty retreat, they're running from something or getting called to something. So either we're going south or we're going north, but we're traveling north, correct?
Traveling west.
So we've confirmed that they are running south.
They're heading south.
More tension.
Indeed.
Well, we can't leave the wagon, the caravan. It's nice to have confirmed it. Is there anything else around the area?
Nope.
Nothing left behind?
There's a crossbow bolt
on the ground.
Great.
I'd pick that up to look at it.
Seems to be a poorly constructed crossbow bolt, or poorly repaired crossbow bolt. So you return to the caravan, and Arul says, "What'd you find?"
"Here, a crossbow bolt.
Dropped by some goblins, eh?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Who ran to the south.
You have any information on that? You've been on this road quite a bit."
"Oh, no, never taken this route. Usually only the southern one. But things being what they are, took the northern route this time. Whatever. So, look, goblins may have been attempting some sort of robbery or some sort. I mean, you did mention a goblin figure on that fox run."
"Yes."
"For the last few nights. So it could be that this particularly poor location for us to set up camp, so enclosed by the trees and all, it might have used us as easy pickings, but that wolf howl there may have caused him to scamper away, you say?"
"Yes, that's what it seems to have happened."
"Fifrud's a bit sick, but I am awake and I can keep some of the caravanners who are more able to guard things. If the three of you want to check in on those goblins, there is a lost royal transport shipment that would probably be worth quite a pretty penny were we able to recover it. If you wanted to investigate those goblins to the south for a couple hours, we could keep an eye on the caravan in the interim."
"Is this a story you heard about the royal wagon, or were you actually part of a caravan that this wagon was taken
from?" "No, this is
from
a story. I don't even know if it was a caravan that was stolen or a wagon that was stolen or just a shipment on it. Shipment. I just heard through the grapevine, as it were, that a royal shipment had been stolen."
"I'd like to go for an adventure. Let's go exploring."
"Sure. If you believe that you've got things covered with the certain caravanners that you have in place, we can go check this out."
"All right."
"You do realize, though, that it's, what was the howl, 2 days to the south? Was that right?"
"Yes."
"It doesn't mean that we're going all the way to the south."
"That's true."
"Right? We're just..."
"Maybe we can catch up with goblins."
"Yeah. We're not traveling 2 days. Yeah."
"Okay, I will go with Alin."
"As long as you feel like you'll be safe."
"Well, the goblins have already taken off. I don't feel like we're under any threat of danger."
"Stay together. Stay safe. Make safe choices, as my mother used to say."
"How fast can Peony travel? Would it be..."
"He'd be riding on my shoulder if he was too slow."
"But can we convince him to stay at the caravan and then fly and inform us if there's something going on?"
"One sec. Peony!"
"It's not like I wasn't listening, fucker."
"What do you think?"
"I'm coming with you."
"Okay.
Okay.
Do you have mine.
Do you have any opinions to offer or insights to offer on this lovely little..."
"Yeah, just because I'm small doesn't mean I don't have a voice. That's my opinion."
"That's your opinion? Sorry, Peony. My bad."
"You'll make it up to me."
"You'll get another song, yes.
And more.
A dance, too."
"Hey now, don't be promising anything. You're going to be dancing." "So we're heading south to go investigate the goblins."
"You head south."
"I head south."
"And when you return 2 hours later, the caravan is destroyed and the adventure is over. You have chosen poorly."
"Yay."
"Go back to page 121 to redo your adventure." "No, just kidding." "That is the concern it seems to be on everyone's face, that you're leaving the caravan and I'm going to be a dick." "Well, I'm not." You head out and you track these goblins south for quite some time. I would like to get some stealth checks if you are being stealthy. I would like to see some perception and investigation checks. For Alin, you have advantage on that roll. For everybody else, you just have a normal roll.
I have disadvantage on checks for stealth.
I've got advantage on stealth anyway. 19.
Does my natural explorer in the forest give me any advantage?
I don't know. What does natural explorer in the forest give you?
I'd have to find it.
I don't know the ranger.
But in the meantime, I do have a +6 on stealth, so...
Okay.
11.
Guys are not particularly stealthy. What was your roll?
8.
19.
Unfortunately, your comrades have ruined it for you.
I know. It's all right.
Difficult terrain doesn't slow the group down. Your group can't be lost except by magical means. Even when you are engaged in another activity, and such as traveling, you remain alert to danger.
We failed at stealth. Should I do like a perception roll?
So please roll the perception check, all of you, to see what you can find and see.
The last point of the natural explorer seems relevant. It's while tracking other creatures, you also learn their exact number, their sizes, and how long ago they passed through the area.
Roll your perception checks.
9.
11.
23.
Alin, you are certain that you're tracking the three goblins that you guys were talking about before, and you're following them the right way, and you're a bit of a distance behind them, but you're following them pretty well. You move for about an hour to the south. Just getting to that point where you're thinking, we only really had about 2 hours, maybe a bit longer than that. Maybe it's time to start moving back, when you hear a crackling in the distance, not of feet on branches, but of a fire. And you can dimly make out a fire, and there seems to be a clearing. The woods have lightened up considerably. There's only a few trees here, and there seems to be a badly damaged wagon leaning against a tree with a whole bunch of refuse and litter, and a tube, a silver stick, seems to be sticking out of it that you can see right away. And the three goblins have arrived, and they are talking and conversing with something that you can't see because it's between the fire and you, but you have approached. Can I get a new stealth check from the three of you as you're moving?
24.
11.
4.
You've done an excellent job, Torin. However, your party members have ruined it for you. They have heard your approach, and one of the goblins says in gobbly,
Zik! Zik! Gabatapookaba! Zik!
Which in goblin is, Zik, Zik, boss, I can hear them approaching. And they all seem to prepare for violence. And as you approach this sort of clearing, you can see that the figure that you can't quite see, the reason for that is they are sitting on something that is almost like a makeshift throne, and the back of the throne is to you, and you can't really see who they are.
There's a boss of goblins.
Are we prepared to fight, or are we just checking out the fire, or...
We are not stealthy. We've already established that. We did not work on night ninjaning this evening.
No.
No, we probably due to the drink earlier we had. We were just sucking at that. So do we want to converse? Want to try conversing? Or are we gonna... They've heard us. Are we attacking? What steps do we want to take?
Well, you speak gobbly, so...
You speak gobbly. We gotta...
Do something with that. Nah.
What should we say to them, though?
What do you want to say to them?
Hi.
We have you surrounded.
We have you surrounded. What are you doing at this broken caravan?
Did anyone order a male stripper?
I need to make this
or do
much
we wanna,
more complicated.
Do we want to send Peony in to do a quick in-and-out investigation? He's tiny. They probably wouldn't see him.
So the boss, who seems to be called Zik, answers the other goblin and says in gobbly, but I'll just give the translation since Torin will probably translate. He says, "You fools, why did you come back and lure these adventurers our way? We're already in the process of a theft right now. You were supposed to stay and keep an eye on things. Did you just pull them back with you? Idiots." And he kicks the one goblin that's closest to him.
Ow. I feel like I need to kill all of them. That's currently how I'm feeling.
I believe we shoot well at a distance, do we not? I have a crossbow. You, I believe, made a really good shot in impressing our caravan leader when we signed on.
Darts and arrows.
Darts and arrows. Do we want to use these weaponry to be not engaged in, like, hand-to-hand quite yet, as Nim wants to kill them all? So so she's being the evil influence at the moment. It seems like maybe the royal caravan is being roiled over into a boss now.
Zek, your attention, please. The goblins have led us back to you. On our request, we want to help you.
Roll a deception check.
20.
Zik hops up onto the back of the throne, and you can see that he is a goblin, but he's a furry goblin. He looks pretty bestial and savage. Hardly any clothes. And he growls at you, and he replies in common,
I have talked to guards like you before. So, we're gonna rob that caravan of yours? Join my merry band of thieves, are you?
Is the caravan your target?
Every caravan, anything that passes through the Tanglebriar Forest, is taxed by Zik.
Is there not another theft under progress?
Let's talk about what you want to do for me.
Information on the royal caravan? Just a suggestion.
So when are you gonna have your caravan ready for the picking?
Nice.
2 nights from now. 1 night from... Can't be too many. You're close enough to Greyhaven at this point.
I've got to make this more complicated.
Sorry, can you just tell me... What did you just say?
I've got to make this more complicated. overlook the simple thing.
Just being specific here, what were you pointing at on your character sheet?
My flaw.
And your flaw directly reads what?
Overlook obvious solutions in favor of more complicated ones.
Can you now please add inspiration to your character sheet and needlessly complicate this?
Our caravan is not a very valuable caravan. We want to know whether or not your other theft in progress is as good as that royal caravan that you thieved some time ago.
Well, yes, I think.
Then we should go after this other caravan.
That's already happening! You told me you wanted to rob your own caravan.
No, Zeke, I told you this. I wanted to help you.
With robbing your caravan?
Not our caravan, with the other theft in progress.
What? Are you... You're tricking me? Like, you... That's really far away.
Let me talk to my band for a minute.
He hops down from his throne and seems to move away into the shadow.
My attempt to get information obviously didn't work. Let's take them out.
Awesome. Cool.
You definitely succeeded at deceiving him. He definitely feels deceived by you and believed you were willing to turncoat on your own caravan. Your unnecessary complication of wanting to join in the raid of another caravan is what has been your undoing. Hence, now you have earned inspiration. Please, all of you, roll initiative. I'm not suggesting that we're going in there immediately, but combat is imminent. Now,
20. The first time I've rolled what nicely.
19.
14.
We're not into combat just yet. What did you want to do next?
I want to go look at the crumbling caravan that is leaning against the tree.
As soon as you would move into that area, you would probably enter combat immediately.
Is that also where the fire is?
If you can picture it, you're standing in amongst the trees. There's a throne type thing between you and the fire, and just distant from the fire is that leaning, broken down wagon leaning against a tree with a big pile of stuff next to it.
Torin, you've needlessly complicated this. What would you like to do?
There is a throne here. There's potentially other bits of treasure we don't know about. These goblins were obviously up to no good. They were planning to attack our caravan and thieve and rob from it. I suggest we take them out.
I'm going to go and kill them.
We're going to go kill them.
Since it is combat, Nem, what would you like to do?
Can I see any of the goblins?
You can see two of them. One has cover from the throne. Mm-hmm. Zik seems to be in the shadows.
So I can see one of the goblins clearly?
Two of the goblins clearly.
Okay, I'm going to throw my hand axe at one of them.
Your hand axe skitters off into the darkness, lost forevermore. Oh, no, that's rude. Your hand axe thunks deep into the ground near one of the goblins. It's almost as though you couldn't choose between the two goblins you could see and just threw the hand axe in between.
Seems like me right now. I'm not rolling very well.
Elin, what would you like to do?
I would like to use my crossbow to hit one of...
Go ahead, fire your crossbow at one of the goblins.
I miss badly.
Your crossbow bolt strikes the hand axe of
Yes!
And then narrowly misses one of the goblins. Ooh.
Deflecting off of it.
Deflecting it. What the? What sort of combined attack is this? They say in gobbly.
The girls are rocking this, yeah.
One of the goblins shoots his crossbow into the darkness because they can't quite see you, Nem. So with disadvantage, shoots and misses. With only an 11. That was that goblin's turn. It is now Torin's turn.
I shoot an arrow with my longbow.
At what?
At one of the two goblins I can see. 24.
That is a hit.
And that is 7 damage, if I've got that correct.
He dies. How does he die?
Do goblins have lungs?
Of course.
Punctured lung.
He gurgles and splutters, clutching the arrow to his chest. He pulls it out, and a spray of both gas and blood comes with it, and he falls to the ground lifeless, the arrow falling from his hand and rolling, coming to a rest next to the hand axe of Nem.
Okay.
It is another of the goblin's turns. And that goblin will now shoot at you, Torin, with his short bow.
Okay.
He has a 15. Does that hit?
My armor class is 15.
Then it does hit. It does 5 piercing damage as it catches you in the calf.
Ouch. So there's still the goblin behind the throne and Zek?
That is correct. Now, you hear some sort of crunching and a bestial sort of growl as something moves closer to you in the darkness.
No owlbears.
Seems to be moving potentially on four legs, maybe? You're not sure. But we are once again to the top of the round, and it is Nem's turn.
I'm going to charge in and attack the closest goblin.
All right, go for it.
You guys are all in dice jail. Psh, I got an 11. Sorry.
That is not enough to hit the goblins in there. Leather armor. They deflect and block your blow. That was Nem's turn. Alin, what would you like to do?
I will follow Nem into battle and attack one of the two with my scimitar.
6!
You charge in, and that same goblin deflects your blow. Maybe you trip on the hand axe as you came charging in.
Probably. We're doing well.
And you miss. Awesome. That leaves the one there. He pulls out his scimitar and he attacks Nem.
We killed one goblin, and the other goblin had attacked after me.
There's 3 goblins plus Zik.
2 goblins plus Zik.
Okay. Well, there was 3.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
He has struck Nem with a 16 to hit.
I have an 18 with my shield.
Then he clanks off the shield and growls and swears in gobbly. Anukchuk! That would put us to Torin's turn.
I rush in, attack with my short sword.
Do you drop your bow or do you sling it? What do you do?
I sling it.
You sling your bow, you charge in with your short swords, and you're going to make 2 attacks?
Yes.
Do it up. Roll the 2d20.
That's a 16 with mine and a 6 with the other one.
All right, so your main hits, but the bonus attack does not. So roll your damage on that goblin.
Oh, nice. 10.
How do you kill him?
Torn being awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's a slash across the neck.
Oh, he doesn't cry out. He had his crossbow and his scimitar in hand. They both limply fall to the wet grass. He falls to his knees. He doesn't even get a chance to bring his hands. It looks like he wants to bring his hands to his neck, but he can't. There's just so much green ichor pouring out of his goblin body as he falls face first into the wet grass and dies with nary another sound.
Your descriptions are so sympathetic.
You really feel for the poor goblins,
don't you? Okay.
In Tavern Tales Jr., you should hear the kids describe their killing blows. They are not sympathetic. No, they are egregious. But that was the one that was just about to have his turn. So what you hear from behind you is the guttural snarl and some sort of wolf-like goblin leaps from where you just were, rushes you, and claws and bites at you, Torin, with extreme ferocity. He bites you first with 19 to hit, doing 6 damage.
I'm down.
Okay, yeah, because you already took damage, right? From the shot to the calf?
Yep.
Then he claws at Nem. No, he misses the claw at Nem.
Okay.
With that, it was the werewolf goblin's turn.
Oh my god.
And it is now the top of the order for Nem.
Is Torin near me?
Indeed.
So I'm going to lean down and pump him full of 4 hit points.
Is that the only thing you can do with your lay on hands and whatnot?
If I spend 5, it cures disease.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Can I, before you make that roll, get a constitution saving throw from Torin?
You might turn into a werewolf.
12.
Excellent. Yes, you are fine. Whew. Nothing seems to have gotten a hold of you. And you heal him for how much?
4. I'm going to save 1 just in case I need to pop somebody back up.
That's a really good idea. Maybe only 3 would be necessary instead of
3.
Or even really just 1 would be fine too. Torin, you're prone on the ground, but you're brought back to life with a quick plea to Sylvanas that says,
Sylvanas, please save this nature keeper's life.
Indeed, that happens. So.
So 1 was agreed upon? 3. Or 4? 3. Okay.
Alin, your turn.
What does the healing potion do?
Heals people.
To full strength?
It probably will heal you guys to full strength because you don't have very many hit points.
You might want to hold off, though, because we're all standing right now.
Recapping on enemies, we've got a werewolf, goblin, and Zik.
Zik is the werewolf.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
I kind of figured that. All right. We're going to attack the werewolf goblin.
All right.
I definitely miss.
That was Alin's turn. It is now that other goblin's turn, and he will use his scimitar to stab you, Alin. He rolls a natural 19. With his scimitar, he hits you and does 5 slashing damage to your arm. Carrie, what is Peony doing through all of this?
I would have thought, as he
was flitting around on guard duty last time back and forth, that he would be flying into the face of any of the attackers trying to keep them away from me and just distracting them as much as possible. So pulling hair, throwing shit at them, literal shit maybe, things like that that would just be an annoyance.
Cool. It is Torin's turn.
Do I need to take a turn to get up?
It's just a bit of your movement to get up.
Okay.
Everyone is close enough, though, that you could easily get up and do something.
I shall attack that which bit me with my short swords.
Go for it.
That is a 14 and a 4.
The 14 hits.
For 9 damage.
And you're attacking the werewolf, right?
Yes.
Your slash with your short sword brutally slices into his rib cage. Bone is exposed as a large flap of skin is cut free from his flesh, which then immediately heals, doing no noticeable damage.
Fire!
What do we know about werewolves?
Peony then says, "Holy fuck!" and casts the spell Confusion at Zik the werewolf.
Cool.
This spell assaults and twists Zik's mind, causing him to make a wisdom saving throw, which he fails, which means that at the start of every one of his turns, he can no longer take reactions, and he has to roll a d10 to start his turn, determining what his confused behavior will be. It is now Zik's turn, so I will roll that d10. Actually, can I have Carrie roll that d10?
10.
That means he can act and move normally, thankfully. He's already attacking Nem, so he will do so again.
Bring it.
He will bite you with a 15.
That's a miss.
And he will claw at you with a 19.
That's a hit.
So he does 4 slashing damage to you. And then he will roll to see if he can save on his wisdom saving throw. He fails that again. So he'll have to roll a d10 at the start of his next turn, but we are back to the top of the order, where it will be Nem followed by Alin.
So I saw the healing happen as well, right?
Yes.
Can I roll something to try to figure out what that means?
Of course. What would you like to roll?
Probably just intelligence.
Sure. Make an intelligence check.
15.
You are pretty sure that the history is that silver weapons and magical damage hurt werewolves.
We have, like, none of that in this crew.
I have, however, a thorn whip.
That is a magical spell and would do damage.
Okay.
Magic damage to him, I believe.
What about fire?
You're not too sure about fire.
There is a silver pole sticking out of one of the caravans. I believe a silver tube sticking out of the middle of one of the caravans. It might be able to do some damage.
Like here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty sure I heard that.
Just to make sure that we're doing this in character.
Yeah, I don't remember.
What does Nem say when she realizes what werewolves are weak to?
We need to do damage with magic or with silver.
To which Alin responds,
I have the thorn whip spell, and I believe there is a silver tube sticking out of the caravan in the middle on the other side of the fire.
Yeah, that sounds right. Nem, what are you going to do with your turn?
I'm
going
to go and try to find the disengage and try to find the silver.
You can see it easily now that Alin has pointed it out to you. You disengage for your action, you move over and you draw out a silver candelabra with 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
It is not sharp at all, but you believe that you could wield it, flipping it over and hitting something over the head with the base of it as like a makeshift mace. And if you do so,
mm-hmm,
it would do 1d6 damage, but you do not get to apply weapon proficiency,
mm-hmm,
to the attack. It's a strength attack.
Still a +3. Okay, so I'm going to come back in and...
All right, well, you've moved over and you've grabbed that.
Yeah.
That's the end of your turn. It is now Alin's turn. And Alin steps back and does what?
Would like to cast a spell.
All right, what spell would you like to cast?
The thorn whip.
When a werewolf goblin comes along, you must whip it.
You must whip it.
Whip it good.
All right, roll your attack.
18.
That is more than enough to hit that goblin. Now roll your damage.
2.
He is wounded for the first time. He cries out in pain. Thorn whip also allows you to do something with him, doesn't it? Does it allow you to...
I can pull the creature up to 10 feet closer to me.
Yeah, do you want to do that?
No, because I believe that if I was pulling... She's coming with the candle. Why would I be pulling him closer to me?
Well, then he's going to attack you and not Torin.
Okay, I think we're both at the same level of
dying.
How many hit points do you have?
3 left.
Oh, okay.
I would like to drink a health potion.
All right, drink a health potion, roll a d8.
6.
So you're 9 plus whatever you currently are at.
Then I would pull him towards me.
All right, you pull him towards you. That was Alin's turn. It is the goblin's turn, and he will attack Nem, since she's over there with the candlestick. He misses. And with his miss, it is now Torin's turn.
As I do not have magic nor silver, I will charge the remaining goblin that is attacking Nem with my short swords, to which I get a 15 and a 2.
The 15 hits, but the 2 does not.
Doing 5 damage.
He does not seem to have died, but he is definitely swaying heavily and he glares at you balefully. With that, it is now Zik's turn. Can I get a d10 rolled by Torin?
6.
He does not move or take any actions this turn.
Confused. Thank you.
And he rolls to save and fails again. Wow. All right. Zik confusedly stands there and the goblin says, "Boss, boss, come on! We need you! Everyone's dying!" And Zik says nothing and stands there confusedly. He says something along the lines of, like, in Gobbly, "No, Ma, I did my homework." "I promise." And that was Zik's turn. We are return again to the top of the round where Nem will have her action.
Wielding the candelabra as heroically as I possibly can, knowing that it is a candelabra, I'm going to swing it down onto his werewolf goblin head.
Perfect. Charge forward.
All right.
Did you want to use your inspiration on this?
I don't think I was given inspiration.
You have inspiration.
Okay.
Would you like to use it on this
would.
Action?
All right. Thank you. 22.
That is definitely a hit. What was the other die, just to be sure?
6 damage. Do I get my strength?
You do.
It? So that would be 9.
He looks like he's about a third done for.
Can I add some color too?
Sure.
I hope this silver tastes nice.
"I don't want to eat my Brussels sprouts," he says, and gobbly. That was Nem's turn. Alin, what would you like to do?
I'm just going to whip him again. Whip him good.
Okay, into shape.
Whip it good. Shape it up. Get straight.
13.
That's enough to hit. Roll your damage.
1.
All right, whittling him down.
He can't heal it, though. That's what's important.
That's the point, yeah.
The goblin will now attack Torin. "Dare you use 2 short swords?" He hits a natural 20 to hit.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Which means he
I'm
does 7 points of damage.
Yep, I'm down.
Driving you down.
Ugh.
Don't worry, I'll save you.
With that was the goblin's turn. It is now Torin's turn. Torin, you're down. Make a death save. Mark an X next to failure, or you have not rolled sufficiently. With that, we move again to the vile Zik. Can I get a roll of a d10, please? This time from Marie Claire.
2.
He does not move or take any actions this turn again. And he rolls to save and fails again. Okay.
So he's still talking about breakfast?
Yeah, he's talking about
Brussels sprouts
and not doing his homework because he already did his homework.
Mm-hmm.
"No, I already did it. This dream sucks," he says deliberately. It is now Nem's turn.
Alin, do you have a way to heal Torin? Like, do you have more healing potions?
I have more healing potions that I can give him,
okay,
yes.
Cool.
What is your first level spells?
Detecting magic, animal friendship, animal speaking.
Okay.
It was the opposite way. I didn't really know what...
It's cool.
You went like super druid.
Yeah.
I'm going to attack Zik since he's not moving and is
yes.
super confused.
With the silver candelabra.
Yep. Again, but like into his muzzle.
Muzzle.
12.
That is just barely enough to hit him.
Oh, good. 8 damage.
All right. He is very hurt. That was your turn, Nem. What would you like to do, Alin?
I'm going to do the thorn whip again.
8.
Miss. That was your turn, Alin. It is now the goblin's turn, and he will charge Nem.
"How dare you hit my boss?"
Oh.
He misses, because I don't think that a 9 hits.
No, it's like that with the shield.
Yeah. Just block him with the shield. And Zik will now take his turn. A carry, roll a d10.
2.
He stands there unmoving, does not know what to do. He's like, "Why are you all laughing at me? I'm naked in school."
What is goblin school like?
And he will roll to break free of this confusion, finally. No. Gosh.
Thank you, right. Peony.
Yeah, this is very fortunate. Oh, what's Peony is maintaining that and is a non-violent person, so is not really doing anything else. You need to make another death save.
8.
That is death. Death number 2. One more and you're gone forever. With that, it is Nem's turn.
As I give Alin eyes like, I thought you were going to heal him.
I wasn't paying attention.
And I will roll again with the candelabra. Oh, I don't do so well. Okay, 6.
That is not a hit. You miss, even though he's just standing there.
Yeah.
That is your turn. Alin, what would you like to do?
I will give Thorin a healing potion.
You move to give him a healing potion, pouring it down his throat. Roll a d8 plus 3, Thorin.
6.
6 hit points. You're back to alive once again, but you are still down the 2 death saves, and you have 6 hit points. You're laying on the ground.
Okay.
As the reddish, sparkling liquid pours down your throat and brings immediate restitution to the wounds that have laid you low. With that, though, it is now the goblin's turn, and he will attack Nem. And miss. New dice. I want to hit you.
We've all been having fun with dice.
He rolled 5 total. So that means it is now Torin's turn.
Thanks for the healing potions.
You're welcome.
I yell out die scum as I rush toward the goblin that's attacking Nem.
You only have to hit him once to kill him.
14 and 5.
You still get to add all of your bonuses to the 5, just so you know.
I thought because it's double wielding, I don't get the bonus on the second.
You only roll a d6 for damage. You don't get to add your strength or your dexterity to the damage on the second, the bonus attack.
I thought he didn't get his proficiency.
You add your proficiency and your strength to, or your dex to that attack.
14 and 11.
So neither of them hit, though, because the goblin needs a 15. Clatter against his armor and you cannot defeat his
stuff. You were just dead.
I was just dead.
So with that, it is Zik's turn. Roll a d10, somebody.
I'll roll. Oh, fuck.
He gets to act and move normally.
Yep.
Wow.
With that 10 rolled.
Boo.
And he sees you with a candlestick.
I do.
So he tries to bite you. Leaps for your, I guess, groin, because he's not very tall, right?
Yeah.
The gap in your thigh and your girdle.
Yeah.
And what, like 13 to hit? So then he slashes at you with his claws. And he does get you with his claws, though. So his claws do 4 more damage to you.
Ouch.
And he snarls and he says, "How dare you make me dream?" And he rolls to save versus this confusion. And saves this time. So confusion has been dispelled.
Boo.
With that, it is Nem's turn.
I'm going to candelabra him.
Please do.
14.
That's a hit. Roll your damage.
That is a 9.
He creels with agony and despair on the precipice of death. Alin, what would you like to do?
We're going to cast the Thorn Whip spell.
Excellent. Roll your to hit. Would you like to use your inspiration on this?
Yes, please.
Then go ahead, roll 2d20 and take the better roll.
14.
You have hit. Roll your damage.
4.
I'm trying, man. You kill Zik the werewolf. He falls lifeless to the ground, and your whip pulls him 10 feet close to you.
Mm.
He feebly claws and bites in the death throes as he bleeds out in the wet grass at night. The other goblin immediately throws his weapons to the ground and pleads for clemency and gobbly.
No! Don't kill me. I'm just listening to what he said. He was just doing... he was the bad guy. I had to do it. He would have bitten me and killed me otherwise. Please have mercy. Great, noble, human, fighter person.
What do you know of a royal caravan?
Oh, yes, the box. It's a magic box. It's beautiful. Zik used it as his seat in his throne. It's right over there.
He's slowly backing away on his hands and knees, trying to stay out of the range of a casual stab from a short sword, hoping against hope, clutching the wound in his belly.
Do you?
He doesn't speak common. He's only speaking in gobbly, but I mean, you can definitely translate. It's fine.
Do you promise to leave this life? We will offer you clemency.
Leave this life?
Yeah, like stop being a thief and a murderer.
After he goes, gets the box. I want to make sure it's not booby-trapped. It's magic, man. That would be my...
What do you say to the goblin?
Bring us the box and we'll set you free.
Damn, because I was really hoping that you would repeat exactly what Nem had said. It's like, leave this life and we will grant you clemency.
Clemency's a fine name. I will gladly answer to that name. Anything to live. Call me Clem.
He fetches the box. It is this beautiful mahogany box. It is polished and was in fact the seat of Zik's throne in quotation marks. The small chest is inscribed with a royal seal comprised of a fortified harbor and a rampant goat.
Hmm.
If you would like to make an history check, you would be able to know what that is. Anyone can make that history check if you'd like. While you're rolling, I'll let you all know that there is a small padlock on the box.
15.
Anybody else make that roll or no?
I don't have history.
It's fine.
I'll roll. 19.
That is all more than enough. The 15 and the 19 tell you that this is in fact the seal of the Duke of Greyhaven.
Ooh.
When you inspect the lock, Alin, you see that it is partially damaged. Probably would make it easier to open than you would... otherwise think it would be.
What's the goblin doing?
He's holding the box right now.
I don't think that we should open it.
No?
No.
Even if the goblin opened it?
Should we bring it to the Duke?
Yeah, that's the right thing to do.
I would agree with that.
Really? You guys are no fucking fun.
The goblin is at present backing away from you again after bringing the box and putting it down and trying to move away.
What's the best stuff you have around here that we should bring back?
What's the best stuff that
many things hidden in the pile over there that Zik has taken for his royal tribute. I'm glad he's dead. Oh, I didn't like him. You did a good thing, yes. No more caravans getting robbed, although I know you wanted to have us help you rob your caravan. I'll do that if you want, right? That's what you want? What is it you want?
Just go.
He runs, flees, just like... He turns, though, and he trips over Nem's hand axe that is buried in the ground.
Okay, I go and grab that.
And he skids brutally almost into the fire with a shriek and a cry.
Please don't kill me! Oh, I did that myself. Sorry. Yep. Goodbye.
And he like runs over, pulls a little satchel from, like he's got like a little, like where he was sleeping, where he gets to hang out and sort of thing. He grabs a satchel there and he dashes off like his personal effects. It's like a, and inside, if you could see it, there's a little charcoal, beautifully rendered charcoal picture of his mom that he drew and a letter that he's been working on for a long time. And this goblin, now named Clem, leaves. Journeys far to the south, sees the ravages of what transpired, hoping maybe to take over the leadership of the goblin clan. And on his way east towards Mariposa, an angry pair of elves rip him limb from limb, and he does not make his way out of this
area. He could
have
stayed with us.
The picture of the mother, though, is kept reverently pressed into a book and lasts through hundreds of years. The artist known as Clem.
Does it end up at the book club inn?
Yeah. That picture ends up in the book club inn, hung on the wall, and becomes much like a Mona Lisa of the times. No one knows who drew it. The artist, formerly known as Clem. Do you elect to try to open the lock on the box, Alin?
Yep.
Make a dexterity check with your lock picking tools.
7.
Seems to defeat your attempt to open it at this time. You can attempt another time down the road or show it to Findal. Bring that. There is some other treasure in and amongst that pile.
Let's see what's there.
There are hundreds of copper pieces, dozens of gold pieces scattered through the heap of loot. You find about 35 gold pieces and 2,400 copper pieces. Ironically, though, not a single silver piece. There's a heap that you make of mundane and broken items that are of no particular worth. The werewolf, though, is wearing a large leather bracelet set with an ostentatious turquoise stone that would normally be a bracelet he was wearing as a necklace. And when you remove that, you can see there is a vicious scar encircling his neck that resembles a vine of briars. And that is what you find other than the candlestick.
I'm keeping the candlestick.
Absolutely.
Splitting the loot.
Are we able to carry it all back?
It's gold pieces.
That's a lot of copper.
Yeah. Well, between three. Yeah, I don't know if we need all the copper, but...
Alin, you can attempt to open that box again if you'd like.
Are we going to carry the box back?
It's not very big. It's just a mahogany box. It's not very... I mean, you definitely want to bring that box back.
I will say that I have attempted my first, and we will bring it back as per the right thing to do.
Yay.
That's not to say you can't open it if you want to.
I know.
Okay.
I tried once. We're good for right now. Never says I wouldn't go back to it.
When you return, Arwel sees you laden with treasure, and the people in the caravan let out a resounding cheer, hailing your return largely unscathed after you cast your other healing spells and do the other things you need to do, take a short rest on the walk back, and you're all no worse for the wear. Fifrud is quite ill. It seems to have the same plague-like disease that you came down with from the mosquito bites just set upon him several days later. You'll have to wait a long rest in order to do that because your lay on hands is down so low. But the rest of the night transpires very happily as all of the people in the caravan are regaled with the tale of your defeat of this werewolf goblin and his goblinoid henchmen, and the bringing of the royal box is celebrated as a reclaimed treasure, and Arwel tells you all that no doubt if you were to return this to the Duke of Greyhaven, there would be a reward and possibly even a favor in it for you. And the celebrations are loud and boisterous, alcohol flows free, but Findal is nowhere to be seen in all of this. You're not too sure exactly where. You knock on his door, but the door is locked, and he does not seem to attend any of this deliberations. And a few days later, you arrive in Greyhaven itself. You leave behind the Tanglebriar Forest. There is no other issue or problem that falls upon your group. And you make the last few miles trek through farmland and very peaceful areas before you reach the giant stone walls of Greyhaven itself. And as you enter the line to proceed into Greyhaven, there is another caravan that is in line as well. It is a bit ahead of yours, and it seems so familiar. Like, it just, there's something about it, because it's about 8 wagons long as well. And the front wagon of it is driven by a red-headed dwarven woman who looks a heck of a lot like Arwel. And that 8th wagon is a covered wooden-topped wagon with the exact same paint job as Findal's wagon. And yet, there's sort of a shimmering that happens as the two wagons get closer to each other until your wagon of Findal's disappears entirely. Fifrud, who's normally sitting on the roof of it, is now 8 to 12 carts and disparate individuals in front of you, sitting on the wagon in front there next to a little gnomish character. And the two of them look at each other once or twice a nonce. And then the door opens to Findal's wagon, and he steps out and waves to you, trots down from the wagon, and comes over. Meanwhile, while he's making his way to you, Arwel's trying to get your attention, and he says,
"You're a wonderful group of guards, and I know that your trek to Greyhaven was the entirety of this, and I know the promised fee was only 25 gold pieces each, but I spoke to RVH, and I spoke to the brothers, and even the pilgrims. They've all chipped in. The things that you did on this journey were far and above away what I would ever ask for a guard to do. So we've all put together and would like to present you with a bonus of 50 gold pieces each. And my thanks." And he's got these bags there. And one of the bags is a green bag with 2 silver bells on it.
Oh.
He presents that one to Alin, gives the other 2 to the other 2 of you, and Fifrud gets his, although he's way over there and he doesn't know what the hell's going on. He misses this entire thing. And Findal approaches, unless you have anything you'd like to say to Arwel.
Thank you very much for the bonus.
Indeed.
And this is after we split that treasure, too.
Mm-hmm.
Would we have not shared some of that treasure with the caravanners?
No.
No. All right.
I'm not that nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. If you need a guard in a future adventure, let us know.
Well, if you don't mind me, I'm just going to pass on the reins here and have a conversation with that other caravan master.
Oh.
And he hops down. Little dwarven legs lead him up towards the other caravan in the distance. Findal approaches.
"We made it! I'm extremely pleased, and I'm looking forward to everything we're going to do now that we've entered Greyhaven itself."
Mm-hmm.
"Are you familiar with the Duke? We have something to return to him."
"I've not met his grace before, but I don't doubt that we could make his acquaintance while we are here."
"Do you know how we could get an audience? We have something to return
to
him."
"Indeed I do, but the more important
is that conversation and that guarding that we spoke about way back in Mariposa. My friends, I have a few other friends I'd like to introduce you to, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
They happen to be guarding another caravan that was heading to the south. And I have in my wagon a few precious goods, and as well my own personage. And so I have done a bit of magic and gone to Greyhaven twice, as it were. Great deeds have been done, no doubt by you and by my other caravan guard friends. And I am greatly in your debt. Would like to go so a bit further once we reach the gates of Greyhaven and beyond.
Well, I, for one, need a drink. Should we go visit the pub?
Yes. Let's go and celebrate this long journey at the pub.
What's the name of the pub?
We'll have to find that out. But for now, this is the end of the adventure. As the wagons move forward and you finally reach Greyhaven itself. But what comes next for our band of intrepid adventurers? Where do they go from here? In order to learn that, check out Dungeon in a Box at www.dungeoninabox.com. This is Kyle thanking all of my players in both games and thanking those especially at the table today for a wonderful adventure. The end.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Raise your glass and drink with the enemy. Raise your glass and sing with the enemy. And I'm not gonna do this on my own.
This concludes Tavern Tales Presents Dungeon in a Box. Find out more about Dungeon in a Box at www.dungeoninabox.com. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. Find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or on their website, www.badbillyband.com, or follow them on Twitter, @BadBillyBand. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or to find us on Twitter @Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.